January 2, the Kingdom of Grace, for sinners only, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, Titus 2:11. By disobeying the commands of God, man fell under the condemnation of his law. This fall called for the grace of God to appear in behalf of sinners. We should never have learned the meaning of this word grace had we not fallen. God loves the sinless angels who do his service and are obedient to all his commands, but he does not give them grace. These heavenly beings know naught of grace. They have never needed it, for they have never sinned. Grace is an attribute of God shown to undeserving human beings. We did not seek after it, but it was sent in search of us. God rejoices to bestow his grace upon everyone who hungers for it. To everyone he presents terms of mercy, not because we are worthy, but because we are so utterly unworthy. Our need is the qualification which gives us the assurance that we shall receive this gift. But God does not use his grace to make his law of none effect or to take the place of his law. God's grace and the law of his kingdom are in perfect harmony. They walk hand in hand. His grace makes it possible for us to draw nigh to him by faith. By receiving it and letting it work in our lives, we testify to the validity of the law. We exalt the law and make it honorable by carrying out its living principles through the power of the grace of Christ, and by rendering pure, wholehearted obedience to God's law, we witness before the universe of heaven and before an apostate world that is making void the law of God to the power of redemption. Not because we first loved him does God love us, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8, making full and abundant provision for our redemption. Although by our disobedience we have merited God's displeasure and condemnation, he has not forsaken us. He has not left us to grapple with the power of the enemy and our own finite strength. Heavenly angels fight our battles for us, and cooperating with them we may be victorious over the powers of evil. Trusting in Christ as our personal Savior, we may be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37.